Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lou Need, and today I have the honor of introducing a very special guest to the show, Lika. She is the founding partner of Nomos, a service business law firm out in Georgia, and she helps others with corporate and business law, real estate, tax, you name it, immigration. She is here to help make your life a lot easier. And we're going to hear today about how she does what she does and, of course, about her morning routine to help her show up for the people that she serves. So with no further ado, Lika, welcome to the show.
Thanks for inviting me. Thank you.
Of course. It's my pleasure. Tell us about your journey. Did you always know you wanted to do law and kept going?
Not exactly. Actually, I did after my school, after the high school, I started in the Tulsa State University. So it was like my first steps of deciding what I wanted to do. So basically, I studied 7 years of law because I liked it in the first year. Otherwise, I would. I'm a type of person that likes to change things that they don't like. So basically, I really liked it. So I was keen on business law. So I continue my journey with that. After that, I went to France also to study a bit with international business law. And then I worked in several law firms in Tbilisi and then decided to go on my own and form my own business. And here I am with Nomos now.
Yeah, very nice. And you are multi-language, right? Bilingual in many ways. You speak about, what, 4 or 5 languages, including... What other languages you speak?
So English I studied actually in a really fun way. I had teachers in school, of course, but mainly I studied from the movies because the American, the Hollywood movies was like the big thing when I grew up. When I was growing up. So actually I started there. So that is why people tell me like you have an American accent because of the movies that I've been watching this whole time. So, and then with Russian, it was the obligatory thing to study in school. So I studied Russian there. And with Turkish and Germany, a German language, it was just like my choice to study. Like Turkey is our neighboring country. And also German is like really when you are practicing law, especially business law.
Okay. That's good to know. Let's talk about some of the things you help your clients with. Now, I know you do some real estate taxes as well. What other house do you help your clients?
So our practice area is like that. We're mainly in business in Georgia. Also, we help our clients with immigration, with real estate, also with litigation, arbitration, and business transactions.
Okay, so let's talk about Georgia then. What makes it so attractive for tax credit residents?
Definitely in the world where there is really many countries where it's really hard to do business with its regulation, especially in EU, we consider to be Eastern European countries. So we are located in the intersection of Asia and Europe. So we have access to both markets, like Asian markets and European market. And it is the first attraction to the foreigners. And the second one is the low tax system, low tax rates, and also sophisticated sophisticated lifestyle. So our tax rates are, like, to give you an example, it's like 15% of corporate taxes, 5% of dividend and royalties, 20% of PIT, personal income tax, and 18% of VAT. So it's pretty low considering the other European countries. And also, our government makes it really easy to do business. The customs and laws are made in a way that it attracts more foreigners, foreign investors. So that is, like, what the attraction is all about.
Mm. And that's one of the things to look out for, right? When looking at a place to live, is the low tax cut, tax rate, and also like location, location, especially if you're considering a business front, a front for your business.
Definitely. And especially we have people who are relocating, who are changing their homes, who are taking up with a new lifestyle and with their new lives. So, like, for them, it is really important of a country to, like, have all these qualifications in order them to move there, right? So I think Georgia has been, for the past 10 years, prior choice to this type of people who are looking for alternative places to live and do business.
Yeah, and also that it's beautiful out there too.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the habits and success principles you have to put in place to help you get up, dress up, and show up. What's your morning routine like?
My morning routine, I usually wake up on a working days at 8, and then it is, like, really common practice to start your work at 10. So we're not, like, I know in America it's like you guys start working pretty
nine.
Early.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So 8, like, I wake up at 8, and my morning routine is pretty usual. I do all the routines with the, like, self-care and then getting ready. And besides that, I do and listen in my AirPods, like, all the time, every morning, the guided meditation, which is, like, helps me to gain my energy back, to gain my sense. The night before, I always write down my goals of the day for the next day. So I write down what is my to-do list, and then I quickly go through it just to know what is my plan of the day, because my days are always planned, except mm-hmm. of the weekends. And also, I like to do some affirmations to just refocus and to get to work.
Yeah, that's amazing. How important it is for you to look at your calendar or your goals for the previous day, because this sounds like the morning routine starts the night before for you too.
Yes, it is really important, because to me, if you plan something, you're halfway through. Mm-hmm. I'm living that way. I plan my days, I plan my weeks, I plan the year. I'm a big planner. So I think you just know what to do. You just know what path to go, in which way to go. And you just know, like, how many things you have to do. Mm-hmm. So the night before preparation is, like, really important to me, because I feel like I feel calm. I sleep well when I know what I'm going to do the next day. So it's like, I just know. Sometimes you have some type of, like, spontaneous things in the work. So you have to just be really flexible in that way. Yeah. But I think it's the key.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. A lot of times, too, you give the brain something to think about the night before, something to mull over while you sleep, so that you can start working on solving some of the problems that you may have or some of the challenges, to better prepare you for the day. I find that happens quite a bit. And then I love that you do math affirmation. It's really, like, so imperative to keep reminding or reprogram the subconscious mind over and over again of, like, what is important. What do you want it to focus on? You want it to focus on the good, right? The pure. You want it to focus on the positivity.
Yes.
Because
I was actually not a big believer of affirmations, because sometimes you don't really believe what you
mm-hmm.
say.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're not feeling it, but then your subconscious mind really remembers it. Just like, you have no idea how much it helps, really.
Yeah.
So I think, like, you should start focusing on the positive things. You should start focusing on your good side, you know, what you have advantage in this life. So I think it's a really smart way of gaining your focus.
Absolutely. And the subconscious mind, it starts directing your where you're going. It starts leading you in that direction of abundance, manifestation, because believe it or not, there's a tape playing back there and you want to be in control of it. You want to make sure you know what's playing. And so the subconscious mind is very, very powerful. So affirmations is the way to go. I agree with you. Believe it at first, but it will sink in. That's the power.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then so your meditation, how long do you meditate for?
I definitely have like not more than 10 minutes to do it. So there's a lot of YouTube videos with guided meditation. You can look it up. You don't have to pay anything with this type of like going to, well, for some people, I think going to therapy and have their therapist is either a thing, but I think we have so much information on the internet and so much where you can just take it from it. So I think these videos really help. So like 10 minutes of meditation is enough for me. And I have like my favorite ones even. So I just do it every morning. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I agree. So Lika, tell us, how can we connect with you? Where can we find you?
You can find me and our law firm at nomosgeorgia.com, or you can contact us at our email info@nomosgeorgia.com.
Awesome. I know you are well-read. Leave us with a quote, one of your favorite quotes that you like.
My favorite quote is in Georgian, so I think I should translate it now. So my favorite quote is, if you believe, you're halfway there. Something like that. It sounds more beautiful in my language, but in English, it's all about hope. It's all about believing. It's all about your mindset. And I think, people should focus on that.
Say it in your language.
To digere paustrevat mokhteva.
Yeah, and you said that earlier, right? You said when you look at your goals, you're halfway there. When you plan, you're halfway there. So it's like coming back around full circle, because when you take the time to actually focus on what you want to do, starting out, you know, puts you a step closer to accomplishing it. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today, Lika. It's been a joy having you on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.